From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Michael Taylor reading The Red River, another in the Rivers West series, this one by Frederick Bean. Now, let's begin with the introduction. It begins in eastern New Mexico as a tiny spring trickling toward Texas. In Deaf Smith County, it is joined by tributaries carving out the spectacular Palo Duro Canyon of the High Plains farther east, before it leaves the vast Caprock Escarpment. Where it crosses the 100th meridian, it becomes the boundary between Texas and Oklahoma, and is soon joined by the Salt Fork to form its main channel. Early explorers knew it by a number of names, Rivière Rouge in French, Rio Rojo in Spanish, or the Red River in English, by which it became most widely known in the early 1800s. It takes its name from its distinctive color, provided by drainage from clay and clay loam soils colored deep ruby red. Some have likened it to the color of blood, a fitting way to denote the river's more troubling menaces. The red presented early travelers with some of the most treacherous quicksand beds west of the Mississippi, and its highly variable currents drown animals at such an alarming rate that cattlemen often waited on its banks for weeks until floodwaters subsided. The Red River flows 440 miles before it sweeps into Arkansas and then across Louisiana, where it joins the Mississippi and on to the Gulf of Mexico. Its history is as varied as the lands through which it passes. Early Western exploration of the Red was by canoe and flatboat, since it is too unpredictable to be navigable by larger craft. At times low, at other times a raging red torrent. It flows through what was once the domain of several Plains Indian tribes, notably the fierce Comanche bands controlling the upper reaches